Frank Lloyd Wright's influence is visible in well-known Wisconsin sites like Taliesin, his home and studio in Spring Green, the Johnson Wax Administration Building in Racine, the First Unitarian Society Meeting House in Madison, and many private homes across the southern part of the state. But less well-known are the cluster of summer residences on Delavan Lake in southern Wisconsin that he designed in the first years of the 20th century. Award-winning photojournalist Mark Hertzberg is the author and photographer of three books about Frank Lloyd Wright's work in Racine, Wisconsin. He serves on the board of directors of Wright in Wisconsin, and his most recent book is Frank Lloyd Wright's Penwarne, A Summer Estate. Mark, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity to chat with you and your listeners.
Well, Frank Lloyd Wright designed Penwarne in 1900. Tell us about that stage of his career and his design aesthetic at the time.
He's in a transitional stage of his career. He's begun to design with elements of what people know as the prairie style of his architecture in 1900 with the Bradley and Hickox houses in Kankakee, Illinois, the first full prairie style house, the Ward Willits house in Highland Park, Illinois, comes in 1902. So there are some elements of the prairie style in Penwarne. Wright designed four buildings for Chicago businessman Fred B. Jones on the estate. The main house, it's interesting, these are called summer cottages. In my vernacular, only one of the five he designed on the lake, the Spencer House, is diminutive enough to be considered a cottage.
These are very grand residences.
Yes, 5,600 square feet. So we have a date of October 1900 for one of the designs for the main house and for the boathouse. The main house opened for Jones for summer residency in June 1901. The boathouse was completed in 1902. The gate lodge and the stable were designed in 1903. The gate lodge is completed that year, in the stable in 1904. Of the five Wright residences on the lake, the gate lodge at Penwarne is the only Wright building that can be viewed from the road, South Shore Drive.
So growing up in Chicago, I knew a lot of people went to Lake Geneva during the summer. I didn't realize that there was such a culture of having, as you said, summer cottages, really estates there and on other lakes close by, like Delavan Lake. Tell us about that social scene at these summer estates.
It was very vibrant. And incidentally, there was a hotel that Wright designed in Lake Geneva, just off Geneva Lake. It was a 1912 prairie-style hotel demolished in the early 70s. It was a partnership with Milwaukee developer and builder Arthur Richards. And Wright and Richards then collaborated on the American System-built homes. There are still six of them on the 2700 block of West Burnham Street in Milwaukee. Four others of that collaboration were demolished in the 70s as well. Jones had the estate built for entertainment, also to get away from Chicago. The city certainly was stifling during the summer. People were cooking with coal. Horses are still populating the streets. And the summer of 1900 was particularly brutal. There are news reports of people dropping in the streets from the extreme heat. So Jones wants a place to get away from the city, and he wants a place to entertain his friends. There were two weekly newspapers in Delavan at the time, and they had a social notes column, News from the Lake, from about Memorial Day to Labor Day, and it records many, many people visiting Penwarne, visiting Jones over the summers. One of the features of the main house is a tower, which Wright called the Pavilion. It's connected to the main house by a covered walkway over the porte-cochere, over the entryway, and Jones had a card-playing room there. The inventory of Penwarne after his death lists a card table and, you know, the other things, how many decks of cards, what was on the walls. And it was certainly a man's cave in today's expression. When the guys had to answer the call of nature, they didn't have to go back in the house. There was a porcelain urinal built into the wall of the card playing room.
Well, and what struck me about that tower and the card playing was this was really an extension of their social scene in their men's clubs in Chicago.
Jones was a member of and lived for a while with the Chicago Athletic Association. It's now a wonderful boutique hotel almost across from the Art Institute on Michigan Avenue in Chicago. And if you go up to the second floor, the lounge there is as it was, I believe, Jones's day at the turn of the century. And it's not hard to imagine. Of course, it's men only in the day, no women. The men playing billiards, drinking their after-dinner drinks, presumably clouds of cigar smoke, male banter. And that is a lot of what we believe went on at Penwern as well. But entertainment has continued as a theme for all the subsequent stewards, people who've lived at Penwern. It's a wonderful place to entertain.
We're talking with Mark Hertzberg right now. He is an author and photographer of three books about Frank Lloyd Wright's work in Racine, Wisconsin. And we're talking about his most recent book, which is Frank Lloyd Wright's Penwern, A Summer Estate. And Mark, I want to talk about Penwern in more recent years. The current owners of Penwern took on a significant restoration project. What did that entail?
One of the first things they had to do, they were lucky John O'Shea, who preceded them at Stewart of Penwern, had uncovered the 17 surviving drawings of Penwern. And it helped them understand that Jones put two unsightly, non-right designed additions onto the house in 1909 and 1910. And one of them covered three of the six dining room windows. So one of the first things that Sue and John Major did was to take those additions down. John Major told me that when he went grocery shopping, people would excoriate him for destroying a Frank Lloyd Wright house. They didn't realize that these were not part of Wright's design. Another dramatic example of their commitment to the restoration of Penwern is centered around the boathouse. The boathouse was burned down in September 1978 in an arson fire, and just the foundation was there until the Majors came to Penwern. And finally, in 2005, they got the necessary clearances and permits to rebuild the boathouse, drawings in part from architect Russ DiPietro and Brian Spencer. And they had a single sheet of drawings from Wright to work from. There are four different views of the boathouse, and the boathouse looks pretty much as it did in 1902 when it was constructed. It's just Herculean task and great commitment to restoration of the estate. They have a wonderful contractor they work with, Bill Orkild, and he knows the estate inside and out by now.
Before we let you go, Mark, how does Penwern fit into what Frank Lloyd Wright went on to design for the rest of his career?
It has an open floor plan on the first floor. That's something that was very important to him. As you walk in the house, you could see into the dining room. You could see into the living room. His path of discovery, or what people call compression and release, you come in under a low ceiling, but you could see into these other rooms. You're invited in. There are also ribbon bands of windows throughout the house. That's something that Wright liked to do. There are casement windows. He hated double-hung windows. He called them guillotines. And so these are some of the elements that you will see in full maturity of his prairie style a year or so later. And one quick note, what's interesting about the Willetts house is that Willetts worked with Jones. He was one step above him in the executive suite at Adams and Westlake. And it may have been Willetts who led Jones to build on Delavan Lake.
And we'll leave it there. Mark Hertzberg is an award-winning photojournalist, and he joined us today to talk about his most recent book, Frank Lloyd Wright's Penwern, A Summer Estate. He also serves on the board of directors of Wright in Wisconsin. That book, Frank Lloyd Wright's Penwern, is from the Wisconsin Historical Society Press.